And I will try to do the closest translation to this in English with hikmah and with wisdom. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is saying that I like to make a struggle to stop the enemies or the forces that become an obstacle in the propagation of Islam. I like to make a struggle and an effort to the best of my ability to stop the forces that work against the propagation of Islam. And it has been said in the Quran, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. You make a struggle in the path of Allah, so much so that there is no trace of fitna. There should be no trace or no sign of fitna. That's how much struggle you make. Wherever Islam needed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an service, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was ready to serve for Islam. From here we can understand and we can deduce something. That whenever the image of Islam is distorted, it is damaged, when Islam at large becomes weak due to the practices of the Muslim Ummah, then a Muslim, a concerned Muslim should stand up and he should utilize his potentials, his capabilities, his energies to restore the beautiful image of Islam. This is what Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is saying. We should stand up, we should unite, we should have one concern, we should make one effort, one mujahidah, one struggle, and that is how can we restore the image that has been distorted. How can we restore the image of Islam that has been damaged and weakened? It may be through education, it may be through seminars, it may be through the qalam, writing, it may be through akhlaq, but whatever a person can do, he should try to do it to restore that image. And we can see that very, very clearly in the life of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een. So much so that if they knew that one person does not understand the reality of Islam, he cannot see the beauty of Islam, arrogance is not allowing him to see through those clouds of darkness, they used to go to that person, they used to try to give him da'wah, they used to try to remove that fitna that was present in the life of that person. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that Abu Jahl will not accept, knowing that Abu Lahab will not accept, used to go every day knocking on the door of his uncle. Used to knock on the door, invite them. Knowing that these people will not accept, predestined. Allah informs the Prophet that these people will die in the state of shirk, they will never turn Unitarians. But despite all that, it was the effort of the Prophet, because it is the duty of a Prophet. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. The Prophet say, for us there is one duty, and that is to convey the message very clearly, with ample clarity. The next department, should their heart soften towards my message, should hidayah descend, this is in the hands of Allah. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah says very clearly to the Prophet of Allah that you cannot give guidance, you cannot soften the hearts, you cannot compel hidayah to descend into the hearts. But hidayah is the distribution of Allah, and He will give hidayah to whomever He wants. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. So we as a body, we as one, we as a Muslim group, have to understand that we have to try to remove any trace of fitna, any obstacle, any hindrance that is damaging Islam. Because our duty is to invite people to the truth, to the solid teachings that are divine. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. A few qualities mentioned of the Prophet. Shahid, that he is a witness. مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. مُبَشِّر وَنَذِيرًا. Every word that has been used in the Quran is precise. The order, the tartib is precise. Allah is mentioning the first quality of the Prophet, that he brings glad tidings. And the second quality, he is a warner. First, glad tidings. First, inform people of the benefits of the religion. Wanadira, the second quality that has been mentioned in order, in sequence, in tartib, is wanadira, he is the warner. So we have to try to remove the misconceptions that are an obstacle, that are a fitan. The misconceptions amongst the minds of the Muslims, many children, many Muslim brothers and sisters that study in the universities approach me with ideologies, with concerns, with thoughts that nearly take them out of the fold of Islam. My own experience, when they pose a question to you, you will say that, is this person a Muslim? And he comes with a genuine concern, a genuine question. This is something that is bothering him. So what will be the condition and the state of those people that have not been exposed to the beauty and the fragrance of Islam, that are outside? So there's a lot of misconception that can be classified as fitan. And Allah says that you should remove that fitan that is a hindrance in the propagation and in the advancement of the religion. A few days ago, a school came to Holland Park Mosque and they came up with these funny questions. So many questions. And these are certain questions that had been injected in their mind. And these questions that are in their minds are so powerful that when they listen to the beauty of Islam, those questions that are already floated in their mind do not allow this beauty to penetrate. They are one-minded, one track. After giving them a talk, them agreeing upon what was said, one female stands up and she says, I hear that when a Muslim dies, he gets 14 damsels. Gets 14 damsels. I gave her two replies, but first of all, to try to take her off that one track, I said I was expecting a bit more than that. 14 is not enough for one human being. And then I gave her another reply, but these are certain questions that are not allowing these people to think. And these are all fitan in the propagation and in the advancement of Islam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ